Funding for WBUR comes from MathWorks, creators of MATLAB and Simulink software, accelerating the pace of engineering and science. Learn more at mathworks.com.
This is WBUR's All Things Considered. I'm Sharon Brody. As the Red Sox are in L.A. getting ready to face the Dodgers in Game 3 of the World Series tonight, fans here in New England are gearing up to watch. It is a big deal to a lot of Bostonians, but to some African Americans in the city, the team's fraught history with racism lingers to this day. As WBUR's Simone Rios reports, the Red Sox front office is trying to improve its image, and with that, the image of the city of Boston.
It's lunchtime at Dudley Cafe in Dudley Square in Roxbury, the historical center of Boston's black community. Sitting with his laptop on the table, activist Shagun Idowu says in his community, it's always been clear which sports take precedence.
Find a random young black boy on the street and ask him what he wants to be. It will most likely be a football player or a basketball player. You very rarely hear, I want to be a baseball player or I want to play for the Bruins.
Baseball is known as America's pastime, but Idowu questions whether that includes Americans like him.
For a long time, it was white America's pastime, not the whole country. And so I think the fact that it was always seen as the white man's sport is when you saw a lot of the backlash when it had to be integrated.
The Boston Red Sox faced a public relations disaster last season when Baltimore Orioles outfielder Adam Jones was subjected to racist taunts from the stands. For the Sox, it was a wake-up call.
What we've tried to do is make diversity and inclusion increasingly important from day one. But I think the Jones incident allowed us to hone in even more and sort of take that to a different level.
That's Red Sox Chief Marketing Officer Adam Grossman. After the Jones incident, the Sox launched a new initiative with the NAACP and the other four major sports teams in the region. It's called Take the Lead, an attempt to do away with racism in stadiums and to diversify the organizations.
It starts here in our house.
If you hear something wrong,
offensive or hateful,
speak up, say something.
This video message played at Fenway, TD Garden, and Gillette Stadium, and the teams are working on a follow-up video. But while the message is clear, it's harder to assess the results. Red Sox officials say 23% of their employees are people of color, which is only slightly higher than the rest of Major League Baseball. As for the front office staff, the team says it doesn't have data readily available. Nor do the Red Sox track the racial makeup of the fan base. One thing the team can control, Grossman says, is the image put out to the public.
The teams have the platform and the visibility to try to change that perception. And again, we can't do all of it, but what we can control, going back to the work that we've done in our venues, that's something that we can control.
If black Bostonians prefer the Celtics over the Red Sox, perhaps that goes back to the fact that the Celtics were the first in the NBA to draft a black player, while the Red Sox were the last team to integrate. And where the Celtics have the most championships among NBA teams, the Red Sox' 86-year World Series drought ended thanks largely to a Dominican cast of all-stars, Manny Ramirez, Pedro Martinez, and Big Papi, David Ortiz. Some say the curse of the Bambino was really the curse of racism. Born and raised in Boston, sports commentator Dart Adams says this year's team, with a Puerto Rican manager and players from an array of backgrounds, could change the way people of color see the Red Sox.
People can usually hate on anything Boston and relate it to, oh, Boston's a racist city. But when you look at the Red Sox roster and you look at the people that they plugged in at certain points of the game, you just look at that team and it's hard to root against them.
But is it fair to put the reputation of a city on the shoulders of its baseball team? Donna Latson-Gittens is a longtime consultant to the Red Sox and part of the Take the Lead initiative.
It's not just the Boston Red Sox. The rest of the city is changing. And oh, by the way, this race narrative didn't happen overnight and it's not going to end overnight. It's going to take some time.
Latson-Gittens says there's still a long way to go before racism is run out of Fenway Park. But she says the change, as incremental as it may be, is clearly underway. For 90.9 WBUR, I'm Simone Rios.